guess next on the list is still under H. It's the review of tentative items for the February 26-27 meeting. Mm-hmm. On this list is the bridge accountability recommendations. Early childhood, do we need to update that, Dr. Salmon, or?
That we will be doing a full-blown presentation of our early childhood program.
Great.
And we will hopefully have a representative bring a school's perspective from one of our Judy centers later as part of the superintendent's report. So that's definitely on the list.
Okay. Legislative update, of course. The Educational Testing Service, ETS?
ETS had requested to be on the agenda to speak to the board, so we put them on for February. They sent that through. I'm sorry. Now I'm on, right? They sent that through Dr. Simpson.
Okay.
You received a communication several months ago from them and had some discussion, and there were a few board members who were interested.
Yeah, I believe, not to put anyone on the spot, I think this relates to teacher testing.
Licensure and certification.
Yeah, and I guess like a new test that they have. Okay, that makes sense. Definition for at-risk, we still need to push forward on defining at-risk for a couple different laws and regulations that we have, so... that makes sense to pursue that next month. Superintendent's report, regulatory action. Anything else that's on folks' mind for us to make sure that is on there? I know, Dr. Lee, we've been talking about I forget the name of the program for senior citizens in schools.
Can I give my little thing now?
Sure. We can sort of segue between this and the board member updates. So please go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to put on my hat as the chair of the Maryland Commission on Aging. To bring up the point that since 2000, the population age 65 and over in Maryland has grown from about 600,000 to 878,000, which is about a 50% increase compared to the overall population increase in Maryland of about 14%. There's a lot of seniors out there. They're living longer and healthier, and they are ready to give back and volunteer in the schools. So I wanted to bring to the board's attention Experience Corps, which is an evidence-based intervention where a corps of seniors volunteer in elementary schools to help K through 3 students. And it has been shown with research funded by the NIH and the National Institute on Aging to significantly help with the students' literacy and reading. And it also was started as a intervention for seniors to help them maintain physical and cognitive functioning in older age. So what I would like to do is to invite the researchers at Johns Hopkins University, which has been doing this research for decades, and present with AARP Foundation, which has taken this intervention and taken it nationwide, to give the board an idea of how this intervention works. And with the literacy grant opportunity, what I'd really like to do is put it on the record that I'd like to publicize this intervention to the LEAs to work with AARP Foundation, which can provide resources and partnership to really go into schools and make a difference. I just, total disclosure, I am eligible, but am not a member of AARP yet. but they do have a lot of resources and volunteers and the senior networks, and there are communities that have already partnered with them in Baltimore, and DC now is starting to look at them, and I think this is a wonderful opportunity, and we really need to think outside the box and bring in other willing partners who can really make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Any thoughts about this? I've been talking to Dr. Lee, and I'm actually quite interested in this and what it might possibly mean. Any thoughts?
I'd love to hear more.
Okay, so we can try to schedule this. We have to make some decisions about February, March, but we will work to do that. Anything else for the agenda for next month that is burning? Obviously, we're going to do more on ESSA implementation and our timeline. Obviously, committee reports related to the teacher preparation.
School transfers?
We have to get data first.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Gathering data on school transfers intra-district. And then we will hopefully be able to move forward on the amended board policies. if everyone does their homework. Hint, hint. without being pushy.
Be pushy.
Anything else from members or Dr. Salmon that we should think about right now?
I think we're good.
Okay, good.